Several unions representing workers at the state's two nuclear plants are objecting to a new bankruptcy plan by FirstEnergy Solutions. The labor groups say the energy generator's latest filing would not honor union contracts. Democratic Representative David Leland says many legislators recently voted to bail out FirstEnergy Solutions' nuclear plants because they thought they were protecting union jobs. He says the latest filing from FirstEnergy Solutions means their successor after bankruptcy wouldn't have to honor union benefits.
This $1 billion that FirstEnergy is getting is not going to the workers, it's going to Wall Street.
A statement from a FirstEnergy Solutions spokesperson says they have agreements to continue most benefits with two of the three plants. Pension benefits through FirstEnergy Corp., however, would not carry over. The company says the new agreement contains a replacement deal. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.